on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Dorash Mereima Hani Isuraisa Desura Mesachichem Bohu Afal Gav De Yogdon. We'll see these are bundles of Kanim, and we had learned in the Mishnah that is a gzeira midarabona to be mesachich bechavilois, but this is different. Leminyone ba'alme uhudi ogdon. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Isuraisa desure, chavili kanim, shayoisim limker bishuk. This was made limker bishuk, umoichim oisam beminye. They sold them, there was a certain amount in the chavila. Mesachichem behem. So you're allowed to take this chavila, this is taiten gate, it's mugid, ve'ein behemishum gzeiras oitza, the chol yamais ashone, v'ishein derech, la'atzniyam ba'ogdom, that when they put them away, l'shem oitza, l'shem yivush, they don't leave it with this igud. El l'minyona ba'alma agdinu. This igud, by isuraisa desure, it is only oimid for, it's needed by the mechire. L'minyona ba'alma agdinu ad sheyimochu. Va'aloikhon liyavshon matir ogdom. That means this is not an agad that is made l'tzorech igud. Nachmer, it is made to be opened up. It's an agad that is made to be opened up. It's only a temporary agad for the moichim to know the amount of kanim that there is in this chavila. But it's an agad that is made to be opened up. So an agad that is made to be opened up does never tear a agad. V'haloikhon liyavshan matir ogdom. Hilkach ha-mesachich behem l'shem sukei netzorech lahatir ogdom, because this does not fall into the category of chavilim, which ain't mesachichim b'chavilim. Omar Rab Abe hani tzrifi di'uvini, kivin shehutro roshei madanim shelahem, ksheirim. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzrifi kemin kuch ogul kikoiveya. This was like a type of a tent. It was a cone-shaped tent. Now this was made out of ulvani. These are, the ulvani were, the Peirush Chai has a very nice picture in it. It is made out of arovis. And they were, there was with a rope, they were tied from the top and tied from the bottom. So let us see Rashi. Kemin kuch ogul kikaveya, v'nechboim b'soichoi tzaydei oifis, and the hunters used to hide in them. Du'uveni osui me'anfei arovis, it was made out of branches of arovis. The goydlin oiso, and Rashi I think it means on the bottom, they used to hold together the bottom with a rope that used to, was intertwined, like was woven between the anfei arovis. Mitachtov, goydlin oiso mitachtov, pivrochov. And on the bottom, it is wide. Ulamaylo koishrin roshei anitzorim bechevel kesher echot. On top, it is tied together with one kesher. That means it looks like an upside down cone. And on the top, all the branches are tied together. And then it spreads out. And on the bottom, you have the goydlen oisai mitachtov. That you have a rope that supported these branches. It was like woven in these branches that supported these branches. Ke'ein kli mitzudois. This is similar to a type of a net. Shetzodin dogim ktanim. Now the moshel that Rashi is medame tzrifi de urvene to kli mitzudois is they both have more or less the same shape. Now this kli mitzudois was a cone facing up, the way we know like an ice cream cone. And the tzrifa de uvne was an upside down comb. Ke'ein kli mitzudai shetzodin dogin ktanim, she'oisin begoima. They are made out of goima, a type of a reed. She'koirin yunkash. That's the material this net or trap was made out of. Avol ein betzrif shloisha va'arbo bote arige k'moy sheyesh lemetzuda. So the Perish Chai is a very nice picture. We'll look at this net more or less was woven together with reeds. Ma she'ein kein tzrifa de uvne, it's not woven. You have separate reeds which are secured on the bottom with a chevel, which secures them on the bottom, and they're tied on the top with a knot, but they're not woven together. This kli mitzudeis shetzoidim dogim ktanim, there it's taken woven together. So now we have here branches which are tied together. Now it seems this is different than Isuraisa de Sura, because the lomdus of Isuraisa de Sura is because the agat is aimed to be taken off. It's just a temporary agat. Srife de Uvene is aimed to remain. Fakir, that holds together this tent. So this is an agat that's aimed lehiskayim. So since it's an agat that's oimed liskayim, so it falls into the category of emes sachachim bechavilim. So Omar Rav Abbe said, Hani tzrifi di uvni, kiven shehutro roshei ma'adanim shalahem. But if on the top, when the branches become close together, they're tied there with a kesha, so if you'll open up that knot, so it's kosher. Okay, this falls into the category of v'kulon she'itiron k'sheiris. So he was matter the top kesher. Frek de gemore v'ho'agidi mitatoi. But it is still attached on the bottom. That means we said we had a rope which was woven into these branches, and that supported these branches. So it's you weren't matter. So this is still, it's holding it together from the bottom. So it should still fall into category of chavilin. Omar Rav Pope de Shorilu. You have to take open up the bottom rope also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, since you opened up Roshay Madanim, Kesher, Ho'el Yoin, the top knot, Madanim, Kimoy, His Kasher, Madonis, Kimom, it's good. So mitatoi litzad piv ukalua. This rope was still woven into the branches milamato. The shorilu mater roshe hachut. So he opens up the roshe hachut shukalua boy. Veinitzorich lahavkia haklio. But it can still remain woven into this tzrifa di uvene. So it seems, the chiddush is that it would seem, even though he opened up this chut, but it's still holding itself, it's still supporting himself through the chut. The chut is still accomplishing something. This is different than by chavilin kulon shi'tiron k'sheirais. So that means if you take off the chut that's holding it together, so it all falls apart. So there's ois chavila. Here it would seem the kliya that this chut was kalua in the tzrifi duvene, even though it's opened up, it's still kalua. So this is still holding together the tzrifi duvene. Afal pikein, that's the chiddush of Rapop. If he opened it up, so that's, Chazal didn't want more than that. He said, no, by tzrifi du'uvn, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. That afilu, he did not open up the bottom chut. Kol agad, sheini osi letautaloi loishme agad. That means if it is tied together, but you cannot carry it al yedei agadzu, because by carrying it, the agad is going to fall apart. So a male that doesn't go into the gzeira of chavilim. Chavilim is only kanim ha'amu ugodim with an agad that you could carry them. You can be metaltal them. This you can't be metaltal, so it doesn't fall into the gzeira of chavilim. Let us see Rashi. Shein osi letaltalei kegoin zeh. Shemishehiter kesher ha'oyoin. The minute he opened up the top kesher, im ato metaltaloi, if you're not going to be metaltal, hu nitik me'elov. So it'll fall apart by itself. Shein le'elapiv kalua kemin gdil leches es hanetzorim. You only have this kalia on the bottom, and that, it seems, cannot hold it together if the kesher milamayla has been opened up. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Abba, Omar Shmuel. Yeroka isha omru chachomem odom yoitze bemidei chevose bepesach. The Yerokis, which one is Mekayim mitzvah sachilas morer. So they have three halachas. Halacha number one, mevin es atumim. That means if there is an oihel over tumim, you mean you have yerokis, you'll have, let's say, romaine lettuce. That is mile over kezayis min ameis, and that is mile over a keli. So it's mevi in esetum. It has a teres oihel, and it's mevi esetumim. But ve'ein chaytzitzin bifnei hatumim. But if you have a keli over this leaf of romaine lettuce, it is not chaytzitz. So it has the chumre of oihel, of a teiris oihel, but doesn't have the kula of a teiris oihel. Upoislin besuke mishum avir. And as we'll see in Rashi, that even those chach posel pasels bedalet fochim, avir pasels beshloishet fochim, so if you mesachach an area less than dalet fochim, theoretically, it should be kosher, because chach posel pasels bedalet fochim. But this will pasel mishum, poislin besuke mishum aver. We reckon with these leaves, these yerokes, ki ilu it is aver, ki ilu it is shriveled up already, and memele we give it now a din aver, and it pasels the suke if there are three tvochim, of, and it goes to the length or the width of the sukkah that separates the sukkah. Three tvochim of avir, so lemaise will passel the sukkah. My time, why do you consider this as avir? Kiven the lechiyavshi, since when these leaves will dry up, it seems they don't have too long a lifespan, is polchi venofli, then they'll crumble and fall, is kiman de lesnayu domu. So it's considered that we'll see Rashi learns it's a darabonum. So we reckon kiman de lesnayu domu, or maybe it could be this din is a deraisa. The Rishash wants to say it's not a sukkah roi leshive. That means since it does not have a lifespan of 7 days, it will zichel crumble up and become avir. So now already has a din avir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Yerokei she'omru chachomim bepesach, she'odom yoitzri dei morir, chazeres ve'ulshin v'shach avreisein, Bakesein, they're very thin. The leaves of these yerokes are very thin. It means even though lechayre chayin is not, the shayresh is not thin, but Mustama was speaking about lechatchila one should be yaitzu with the olin, and the olin are thin. Hilkach ein chaytzitz in bifnei hatumim. So since they're very thin, they are not chaytzitz bifnei hatumim im sichech bohen gag. If he was mesachech a area with these yirokes, so it is not chaytzitz bifnei hatumim. So Rashi says umidarabonon hu the gozer alayu min ha-teire has a teires oyel, and it would be chaytzitz also. Because people should not rely on these yerokes for an oil. If they'll rely on them, so they might be unaware that benkach or benkach these leaves dried up, and then they take it on a teres oil. So Chazal said that therefore they're always, since they're potential troublemakers, that means if you're going to rely on them, you're going to get into trouble, you'll rely on them when they're not chaytzitz anymore. So therefore Chazal said, so it's never chaytzitz b'fnei atumis, you should never rely on them. Mihu, so that's midarabonon, it is not chaytzitz b'fnei atumis. Because it has a potential short lifespan and kilkulim can arise. Mihu. But when these leaves are still fresh, so it's chaytzes midiraisa, mishim doloy mekabli tumi. So now Rashi has another problem. The klal is, kol dovo hamekabel tumi einai chaytzes pifnei hatumi. In chetzitze, we need a tnai of ein mekabel tumi. So Rashi says, mishim doloy mekabli tumi, delav machal odom ninu. Because it's not a machal odom. So we'll see in Tosfos, this is a very, very debatable statement. And then we'll see later in Rashi, Rashi is l'cheira says himself. So Rashi says, but Rashi is just explaining the diraisa dikedin. So Rashi says, min ha-teire, it is, when it's lach, it's chaytzes b'fnei atume, because since it's not mekabel tume, it's not a machal odom. And it's lach, so now it's chaytzes. L'chi yavsham, but when it dries up, ein chetzitzos on chetzitze, ki the meforish, the mefarchi v'nof, because then they're going to crumble up and fall down. So that is the din, ein chetzitz in bifnei atume, means midarabonim. Umevien es atume bo'oidon lachim. And when they're fresh, so there may be es atume. B'chol kamet de lo yovshi oil, hu midaraisa, it's a daraisa dika oil. Upaislin, Bisuke bishim aver. No, pasal asuke als aver. Kishir sha'aver poisel bo. Dahainu bishloisha tfochim. Ken mrina lekamon bepirken. Aver bishloisha. The aver pasal is in tvi tfochim. Le masharinin lohu livsoil kishir shar schach posel. So the chiddush is, we are not mishaya that it should passel kishir shar schach posel. Because Rashi is a diik. It says, it passels in three tvochim. That means the chiddush is not that it passels. The chiddush is it would passel, without me telling you it passels also with a passel. But without me telling you it would passel with four tvochim. But I'm telling you that it passels b'sholish tvochim. So why not? Kishir shar so here Rashi switches. Rashi says it's an oichel that's roi lekabel tumme. So it's schach posel. Uschach posel eine poisel ele babot vochem, beemtza. If you have a strip of schach posel going to the sukkah, so if it's four tvochem wide, it will pasel. And schach posel parcels arba ames minatzad. I mean, still dalad ames, you'll say doifan akume. If it's dalad ames, you can't say doifan akume, then it parcels minatzad. So, theoretically, it should have a loche of schach posel, and the posel bedalet vochem. Alakiyava daninulu lechumre bishloish. But we give it a din ave lechumre. We say since it's oimed liporech, so it is a din since it's oimed liporech, so it has a din of avir already, and then pasels bishloishim. Let us see Tosfos. Yerokei sha'umru chachomim, בפסח שודם יצא בם ידי מורת, חזרס ואושן ותמחה וחחבינה, דקס הן מיועד, they're very thin, הלכך הן חויצצן בהן בפני התומה, therefore they're not חויצצ בפני התומה, they don't block the תומה, עם שיחר במגג. דרבוננו דגוזה רבונן עליו, שלא יסמוכו עליהם, חזר וגויזי should not rely on these ירוקס, Lochaitz mipnei hatume. Why? Dilme somchu alayu. You might rely on them. Nami lechi yavshu. And you'll rely on them when they dried up already. So therefore, so Chazal said, you can never rely on them. Midrabonon de natchaitzitz. Umi umidaraisa chaitzi. Deloi mekabli tume. It's not mekabli tume. La machalodam ninum. Lechi yavshi. When it dries out, ein chatzitzos and chatzitzit. That's minatayra, midrabona, now it's not choitzitz. Umevienesatum aboidan lachim, the whole kamed lo yavshu oil umidaraisik, the birsh bekutras. Umashe uskak leforish, that what Rashi had to say, midrabonon, is Rashi differentiated between chatzitze and havo, it's not choitzitz midrabonon, and it's mevi minatayra. Because Rashi had a kasha, the ich shivi oihil midaraisa hu linyin avo, if it has a shame oihil, minatoyre legabi havots, maybe es atume, im kein linyin chatzitza nami, so she have a shame oihil legabi chatzitza also. Vi loich shivi oihil linyin chatzitza, im kein linyin avo nami loy. So memela, so therefore Rashi wanted to explain, so how do we understand this pshore that it is maybe vein echoitzitz, so Rashi says, this is midrabonon etzein echoitzitz alts gzeire, and minateir it's maybe. Yeah. The leidomi, so then Taisu says, what's the problem? We find in Mesechtes Eholos, there are Eholim which are split. They have a din oihil legabi havo, and they don't have a din oihil legabi chatzitze. So Taisa says, "Leidomi lahanu dechoshe bepek shmini diayholis, gabi meviim veloichaitzitzim." There it says there are aiholim which are meviim veloichaitzitzim. Tohosam haynu taima. There is a cheshbon mishum de dover amekabel tume, ein echaitzitz mipnei hatume. Something that's mekabel tume that is not chaitzitz. But you can't say that that is the reason by the Yerokes. He said that the reason is because it crumbles. That means he said ein choitzitz, and then he says poisonous asuke. The pasul the sukkah will be shalished for him. Mishum and mishum baistais is going on both halachas. My time, so here it says that the reason, so it seems this is a reason, sai on poisul and sai on ein chaytzitzim. So that's why, so Rashi, so you can't say it's a dover hamakabal tumen, that's why it's not chaytzitz. It doesn't say that. It says the reason it's not chaytzitz is because it's going to crumble and fall apart. So therefore, Rashi to say what Rashi said. If pshat is, if the reason of Rab Abba Meshmul is because it's taka dova hamekabel tume, and that's why it's maybe vein echoitzitz, he must nisen the whole shaminelei. So this is a Mishnah, the kachoshim oichlam tameim. The Mishnah says these are one of the Eholim which are Meviim Veinim Choytzitzim Oichlim Tmeim. It's Mevi, and since it's Tmeim, it's Mekabel Tumis, so it's not Choytzitz. So what is he telling us? Alavadai Midrabonon Hu.
ואין חויצץ אין הוכה.
מדרבונן עצנת חויצץ, והודו לא יחושב לו גבי הנו דוי הולס. זאת אומרת, יש לה another קשר בו, וינשת וי, the Mishnah in the Holis speaks about the Oholim, which מביאים ואין חויצץ אין, so why doesn't it mention these ירוקס, למעשה, they're also מביאים ואין חויצץ מדרבונן, So Taisu says, Mishim Dahosam is the Reis of Och Midrabonah. The Mishnah is only speaking about Oholim, which are not Chaitzitz Minatayra. This is Chaitzitz Minatayra. Only Midrabonah, it's not Chaitzitz. So that's why the Mishnah and the Holos did not speak about it. But Rababa Mishmul did speak about it. Aval Koshe. The Heichi Motzi Lameime Delav Machal Odom Nino. Taisu says, how could you say that the Yerokes, Sh'odom Yetzbeim Dechevose Bepesach Anara Machal Odom, Omrine Bepere Kol Shom, Amatze Shenikachas Bekesef Meiser, Af Morir, the Zehekish Morir Tamatze, so just like Matze is a Machal, which can be purchased Bekesef Meiser, so Morir also has to be as a Machal that can be purchased Bekesef Meiser. My time and my it hirzifni dachsach mer the tar hirzifni. It's a different mean. Dein yoitzen boi dein morik the perish am bekontris hirzifni ein nikach bekesef meisa. Because it's not nikach bekesef meisa, the ein machel. Vanan beinon oichlen dum yediyayin v'sheicha uboker v'tzoy. So Taisu says you can't say that the reason. You can't say that it's not a machal odom, where Rashi says. Rashi says the reason that it only minatera would be choitzis because it's not a dover makabel, it's not a machal odom. Rashi says because Borer has to be a machal odom, it has to be a dover shenikne bekesef maisu sheni. The maisu sheni only by macholim. Yayin v'sheich ha'boka v'tzoin. So Mimele, so it has to be a machal odom. So now we have a problem. So if it's a machal odom, so why isn't it? So if it's a machal odom, so it's not chaitzitz mina teire. That's Yenna Mishnah there. The Yenna Mishnah says, Beilu mevim v'loi chaitzitzin. Something that's not, that's a machal. That's ma, oichu tomei. Is maybe v'ene chaitzitz. That's Teis Vizkashim. The Pnei Yeshua wants to for Rashi. Pnei Yeshua wants to say that could be Rashi means by the posik of Oichel Mekabel Tume, it says, Kol Oichel Asher Ye'ochel. We heard Oichel Asher Ye'ochel Anechel Babasachas. Gabi Kabbalah's Tume could be you need an Oichel that is eaten alone. A Kebeye that is eaten alone. And he says, Morer is not eaten alone. It's not a machel that's eaten alone. Perhaps you eat it with your metabolite and things, or you eat it together with other macholim. But alone, it is not eaten. It's not an oichel asheye ochel. You don't sit down to eat Morer. You could use it as a tuffel to something else, or eat it ayidei tibba, but alone you don't eat it. So he says like this, in Hilchis Kabbalah's Tumah, that's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to find for Rashi. In Hilchis Kabbalah's Tumah, there's a tnai of oichel asher yei ochel. It's not a, that what Rashi says, it's not a machel odom, doesn't mean that's not edible. It's not a machel that you sit down to eat. It's not a machel odom she'oichel bifnei atzmei. That's what Rashi means. And by Hilchis Tumah, you need a machel odom, oichel asher yei ochel. Masha ain't came. Some else not me kabel tuma. But you ask a kashi why you can buy it, but moist masha shain. Sure, it's eaten. You eat it. Eat it together with other things. There's no, it doesn't say, oichel she yochel, but boker, tzoyin, yayin, v'sheichel, fakelt. This is eaten. This is part of the suda. But, so it is, so it could be, it's nikach because of masha shain. If I feel picking, it's not me kabel tuma. That's what Abneshu wants to fa'em for this. But Taisvis slugs up, Taisvis says, since it's nikach bekesa maishasheini, so tzicha says a teres machel, so Taisvis, v'hago hoisho shigia rab Yehuda beperish Rashi, teloi mekabli tume. Bishum de la machal odom, dina ve'eneke. So Tosfos says this is not Rashi that wrote this. Rabbi Yehuda wrote this in Rashi. He had a problem. Why is it choitzitz min ha'toyre? So he said because it's not a machal, but Rashi never said this. So interesting what Rashi Tosfos to bring the Rai from Rashi later. Rashi says, klo it is mekabel tuma. The oichel aroy lekabel tuma. Amal kaponim Tosfos says this is not Rashi. It is a machal, and it is roy lekabel tuma. So then we have a problem. If it's a machal and it's mekabel tuma, so how can it be choitzitz min ha'toyre? It says the only reason it's not choitzitz min ha'rabono, because it's mifrichim. So Taisa says it is chaytzitz min ha'teira kol zman shalay hukshiru kedisnan b'meseches ayholes perikres. We learned meseches ayholes perikres gabi mivin v'chaytzitzin kachoshiv. It says like this: oichlin tahoirim Dahainu shaloi hukshiru oichlin, which were not hukshir. So, Gabi mevin b'chaytzin kashem oichlim tohirim. Aces, it says that a machel that is tohir, tohir means it wasn't hukshir lekabel tume, so that is chaytzis b'fnei atume. Gabi mevin v'loi chaytzis in kashem oichlim tmeim, dahainu shaloi hukshir. So Taisa says it depends on this. It depends on Hechsher. So here we are speaking about that it was not Mukshel Lekabel Tume. So therefore it is not Chaitzitz Bifnei Atume. Since it wasn't Mukshel Lekabel Tume, so therefore it is Chaitzitz Bifnei Atume. Now Midarabonon, it is not Chaitzitz als this Chash of that it might dim mifrichi and it'll fall down. So that's how Tosfos learns pshat. So bekitzer, it's a dover which min ha'toyre is not mekabel tumen because it's not mukhsher, and therefore there's chaytzes min ha'toyre mid rabbanon, it is not chaytzes. Now let us just add one knetch more, but it says that it is, it passels begimel and not bedalet. That's what Rashi says. It doesn't passel like shah schach passel. So Rashi says it is called schach passel, lifsel bedalet, because it's mekabel tumah. So lechere, we're speaking about an oichel that wasn't mukshel lekabel tumah. So the poshet, the pshat is, the shash brings down one pshat like this from Kolben Asano. So as Emma seems to say like this, that be'emison legabi chetzitze, it's totally in bepoil. Adobo that's mekabel tume is not chaytzitz b'fnei atume. Something that's mekabel tume is not chaytzitz b'fnei atume. But if it's not mekabel tume, it's chaytzitz b'fnei atume. That's totally bepoil. Is it mekabel tume or not mekabel tume? Masha enkein legabi the psul of psoilus goyim v'yakev. We said psoilus goyim v'yakev. There the psul is in the mean. A mean that is roi lekabel tume was nismayet. That means goyren v'yekiv doesn't have to, goyren v'yekiv does not mean that the goyren was mukshel lekabel tume. But goyren is a mean that could be mekabel tume. So that mean was nismayet. So legabi chitzitz, it's totally bepoil if it is mekabel tume. Adovo tome is not chaytzitz. Adovo that doesn't become tome is chaytzitz. Legabi sichuch, it's totally in the mean. A mean that's roi lekabel tumes. That's dumi at the goyren v'yekev. And that is schach posel. The Rishash wants to say that einach hanami, that if it wasn't mukshel lekabel tumes, so it's like a kosher schach min ha'teire. Midrabbonon, since it is chozi to become mukshel, so midrabbonon it's posel. Like we heard Tosfos before, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Tosfos was saying if you have one process more to make it roi lekabel tumis negoim, so it's the step before, so midrabbonon it's posel l'sacher. That's what he wants to say, pshat. V'chemuchach behedye perik lo yachper, b'shmaiten derokik. That fakir, that
that is Eichlam Temeim are not Chaitzitz, Eichlam Tahirim are Chaitzitz.
Now Taisa says something else. V'davke v'tlushim askinam. These Yerokos, which we say, min ha-teire is mevies ha-tume, min ha-teire is choytzitz bifnei ha-tume, that is davke if these yirokis were nitlash and they're placed down on a gag, they're making the gag, so then they have a teire soil. The ilu mechuborim, but if you have leaves which are attached, loy meviyim v'loy choytzitzim. Kedisnan beperik cheste yoyholis, elu loy meviyin veloy chaytzitzin, hazroim vahayirokes amechuborim lekalke. So there it says, yirokes which are mechubel lekalke, are not meviyes atume, and not chaytzitz bifne atume. Chutz min hayirokes shemonu chachomim. There are certain yirokes shemonu chachomim, which are Mevi'im v'chaytzitzin. Kloy megabi Mevi'im v'chaytzitzin, and that Mishnah of Mevi'im v'chaytzitzin, the Krosh of Osam b'Bereish Perikhes, ha'eres, v'akisus, v'yirokis chamur, v'dalas yibonis, tahanafil mechabonim, mechaborim chaytzin. But before we go further, so what this Taisus has two Mishnayis in Masech the Seholos. There's one Mishnah that says, loy Mevi'im v'loy chaytzitzin, ha'yirokis ha'mechaborim. That's a Mishnah. Chutz from the Yerokis, which were mentioned before, Shemonu Chachomim. There are certain Yerokis which were mentioned before, which are Mevi'im V'chaytzitzin, but besides that, all Yerokis are Hamuchuborim, Aloy Mevi'im V'loy Chaytzitzin. So, Memele, HaYerokis, Sheyaitzimim Dechivosei B'Pesach, were not mentioned before that they are Mevi'im V'chaytzitzin. They had different things, Dlas Yevonis, and et cetera. But these are Mevi'im V'chaytzitzin, but Yerokis, Sheyaitzimim Dechivosei B'Pesach were not mentioned before. So they go into the category from Yerokis Amechuborim, which are Ein Mevi'im V'chaytzitzin. Now, why not? So Taisus explains as follows, that the Yerokos, which the Mishnah mentions in the beginning of Perik Ches, afilu mechuborim, afilu, they're still attached, chaitzi, they're chaitzis b'vnei atume, the kvi v'kaimi, because even though they're still growing, but they're kavua, kvi v'kaimi. Ve'ein ha-ruach minanon. The ruach does not blow these yirokis. So that means they have a covid. So when it's mild, it's mild. It's not misnaneya beruach. Avol shal yirokis, all other yirokis which were not mentioned in Reish Perikres, hamochu borim misnanim beruach. They wave. V'havaluhu kitalis usfinis, so this is equivalent to a talis usfinis shishotap nehamayim, that so since they're not dvorim kvuyim, they're dependent on the ruach blows it, and that's by a talis also, is so that they don't have a shem oil, because they don't have any kvias, that doesn't have a shem oil, no, unless they have some sort of a kvias. Afilu bidni deloy naidi. Afilu when at the present time it's not moving, but this, since this is something which normally does not have its own covid to be oimid beruach, when a ruach will come, it will stop flapping up and down. So memele, so it doesn't have a teres oil. Ve'ein mevi'im ve'ein chaytzitzin. Afilu beidne deloy naidi, some ein mevi'im ve'ein chaytzitzin. It's not mevi'es atume, it's not chaytzit bifnei atume. Midiktoni b'seife, it says, koshar es hasfine bedovo shoyochal lahamid. What happened if he tied the svine, that now it doesn't move? Kovash es ha'even al gabi talis, or he put a stone on top of the talis to make sure it shouldn't flap. then is mevi'in hasatume. So the Mishnah did not say that the wind stopped blowing, and the talus wasn't flapping, and the ship didn't move. That's nothing. Since lemaise it mitzad the etzem oil, it is situated in a matzav that a ruach will come, it will be misnaneis, so it doesn't have a shame oil. So that's Tosfos Raya, because the Mishnah says, when is a talus maybe v'chaitzitz? When is a ship maybe v'chaitzitz? If they become secure. But Kozman, they're not secure, they're not maybe in chaitzitz. So Memele, so Tosfos has now a Mishnah in Eholus that says that Yerokais Mechuborais, besides the special Yerokis, which it mentions a Mishnah Aleph Perikes, but all other Yerokis HaMechuborim are not Chaitzitz and not Mevi Esatume, and the reason is because it's not a Dover Kavua. So Memela, so now Taisha says when we're learning our Sugya, here it says that it's Mevi, it's not Chaitzitz Midarabona, so you have to know, we have to make an Akimta over here. It cannot be speaking about Yerokes Mechuboris, because if it's Mechubor, so it's not maybe not Chaitzes Minatayre. So you have to know we're speaking about Tlushim. Avol Kshehen Tlushim, but if they were cut off already, Umenochim Bachaloin, and now they're resting in the window, a Keneged Arube, Chaitzi, Afilu Shah Yerokes, that's the Agof Rab Simcha Midesve, Afilu shar yerokis. Kedemrinen beperik lo yachper, asabim shetolshon vinichon bachaloin, aishaolu mealein bachaloin mematin. Now, Taisvis brings a raya that yerokis tlu, the shar yerokis, are also chaitzitz if it's tolush. And Taisvis brings a raya from a gemore in lo yachper, Hasabim shetolshin v'nichem b'chaloin, ha'sholom mi'aleim b'chaloin mematim. Now, there's a shtiko problem over here. Let's learn the safe of this din. Ha'sholom mi'aleim. Sholom mi'aleim means that it's mechuba, and it's weights, it's a vine or something that went up, and it was soysim b'chaloin. Sholom mi'aleim. So the Rabbeinu Tam and Baba Basra asks a kashi. Rabbeinu Tam was a merdike boki. He says, "Is a sha'olum aleihem is mematin? That means if you have a chaloin that's a peseich tefach and it's maybe a setume, now you have a vine going up and it's blocking this window. So it's soisim." The Mishnah says that ayrokis mechuborim are not. I don't have a shame oil, can't be chaitzitz, can't be maybe. So Rabbi Netam says, there's a difference between a miyat bachaloin or an oil. So the Chazanish in Eholus explains the Rabbi Netam that to have a shame oil, that means this is an oil bifnei atzmoi, so you need a certain chaitzik, a certain kliyis. This is called an oil, a roof, so it's flapping up and down. It doesn't have a shame roof. It's not an oil. Some of them, it's not maybe it's a tum, it's not chaitzitz in a tum. But if you hear, you only need a stima of a chaloin. You have a peseach tefach, maybe it's a tum, and you only have to be seisim it. It doesn't have to get a shame oil. It's a shame stima. You have to just, as long as the chaloin, you don't have an opening of a tefach, for a stima, it's good. Fine. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says in Baba Basra. So Al Kaponim, we leave the Rabbeinu Tam in Baba Basra, so now we're Bikiyim. So we know that there's a difference between a stime and an oil. Fine. Now Taisus brings a raya from over here that Tlushim are choitzit from this Mishnah. Asabim shetolshim enichim b'chaloin, it's choitzit. So, frek the marsha, it's not raya from over here. Here, afilu mechub is also chaitzitz. Like Taisva said in Baba Basra. So he brings the Taisva, Baba Basra. The kash is moiridik, but the Masha answers, I don't begin to understand. So the Masha says, Masha says, and our thesis as follows. Kedemrine in peik lo yachper e sha'olo mi alem v'chloim ematim, ודווקא לגבי מי התחלו אין כמרינן הוסם דולו מלאים שהוא מחובר ממאית ולגבי אוהל למיילה ברובה אין חויצצה מחובר מני שרוך מנשווי כך תרצו שם בשם רבי נתם תויסוס דיפרנשייטס בטווין השם אוהל לשם סטימה זה אומר לעניין תולו שפר מייסי הוכו מהוסם. But from Tolush, Tosis wants to bring a raya that Tolush is Chaitzitz. Midamayit b'chaloyim Chaitzitz. Who adinami ba'oyil. The betolush leka leflugi be'imid chaloyim be'chatzitzes oyil v'kalahoven. So I don't understand what he means. That means manavshach. If Tolush is kavua, Matthias, if something is mechuber, it's not kavua, it blows, and then tolush is kavua, so finish, so tolush is kavua, so why do you have to bring a raya? Why did Tosfos find it necessary to bring a raya that if it's tolush, it's good? If Tosfos knew it's kavua, so finish, so why shouldn't it be chaitzit? I mean, if Tosfos went to the bother to bring a raya from a Gemara lo yachper that Tolush is good, I mean, al kochoch there was a tzad that it shouldn't be good. So then again, so why can you differentiate between stime and oil? I mean, Rabbeinu Tam Gufa said that there's a difference between stime and the a stime you don't need a davar kavu, and for oil you do need a davar kavu. So Tosfos is bringing a raya, I don't understand what the raya is. And if there's no need for a raya, so then there's no need. It's just poshet, it's kavua. Every tolush is kavua, so finish. Why do you have to bring a raya? Let us go further. Zukta Gemara weiter, v'omar rab abe, omar rab hune. Haboitze legas, ein lo yodos. Let us see Rashi. Haboitzer legas, haboitzer anovim, a person harvests grapes. He cut off grapes from the vines. Lidroich oisam, and the purpose is legas. That means he wants to squeeze out the grapes and make wine. Ein lohem yodois lohovi ha'eitz tuma al ha'eichel. There's a chiddush of yodais ha'oichlim ka'oichel, yodais ha'kelim ki'kelim. That means as follows. That means the dvorim ha'mekablim tume, we know a keli is mekabel tume, if there's the tnoim of a keli, if it's a base kibble, if it's eitz, whatever the tnoim of kelim are, we know oichlim ha'mekabel tume. There's a chiddush that yodais ha'oichlim, the handles, that which is used to hold the yoichel, that which is used to hold the keli, is also mekabel tumah, even though theoretically it doesn't have the qualifications of kabbalah's tumah. It's not an oichel, it's not a keli. But there's a loche yodeis hakelim, yodeis haoichlim keil. So Rav Abbe said, b'shem Rav Hune, he said as follows, if a person went and cut off clusters of grapes with the yodos, and he intends to squeeze out from the grapes to make wine. Habayt anovim lidrechaisam, ein lahem yodos lahavi ha'etz tuma al ha'eichel. Lefi she'enay tzorich lebeis achize. Rashi seems to say a kefalosh. Number one, he doesn't need the handle. That means if he's going to eat the grapes, so it's very convenient that you have something that can hold the grapes. That means, but the stem that is holding the grapes, you have something that can hold the grapes. But if his intentions are, b'shas b'tzire, his intentions are, he's not going to eat these grapes, he's going to make wine out of them. So number one, he doesn't need it. Number two, v'loinicha leibel, we'll see later, not only he doesn't need it, he doesn't want it. He'd be very happy if they would be taken away. So memele, so now Rashi says a shtik tayra. V'chi israbu yodois letume. We have a ribui that yodois have the same aloche, the handle has the same aloche like the machul. Boyavaroitev hani mili bi yad hatzricha. That is a yad which is needed. Oy be keili, oy be oichel. But over here, since this yad is not needed and not wanted, so it doesn't have a shame yad, so it's not, so if a sheret, so before he had a chance, let's, what we're talking about, before he had a chance to make the wine, a dead sheret touched the yad, so it's gonish, it's not mekabel tume, because it doesn't have a teiches yad, because I don't need a handle over here, in order to be able to eat the grapes. So Mamil doesn't have a teres yad. That is what Rav Abba said b'shem Rav Huna. Rav Menashe b'agada Omar Rav Huna, he said a different memory from Rav Huna. Ha-koitzer l'sachech, if a person is koitzer t'vue for sichuch, ein lo yodis. Also, there's no din yodis. Now let us see what a koitzel sachach is. Ein hakashin mevi in tuma al ha'oichel, Rashi says. He's not happy that the oichel is attached to the kash. The oichel b'schach loy mi boy. He doesn't need this oichel over here. I don't need it. I want to make sichuch. So I don't need the oichel. V'ilav de psoilis meruba olov have posel olisuke. If it wouldn't been because of psoilis merube, we'll see that means there's more kash than oichel, so this oichel would passel the sukkah. I don't need it. Agav uche, I don't want it, Rashi says. Agav uche, from this Rashi would seem Rashi holds like the ravio. We're speaking about, it seems that Rashi says, loy nichalei bechibur in the oichel, so it seems that you have tzilsa merube mechamsa without the oichel. Because if you have tzilsa merube mechamsa together with the oichel, so I need it. I mean, this is, I need it, so don't say I don't need it. So it's speaking about your tzilsa merube mechamsa without the oichel. And Rashi says, we love the psoilis merube all over, and if wouldn't be psoilis merube, have a posel all the sukkah, would pass all the sukkah. That means, so it seems even though the tzilsa merube mechamsa without it would pass all the sukkah, like the ravio, that schach posel is posel kenegdoi. I have psoilis merube, it's called choftom, they're mixed up, and it's mevatel, fine. But if you'll ask me, do I need it, do I want it, I'd be very happy if that, I wouldn't have it. So there's no need for it at all. So there's no nichusa, do le nichalei bechiburam. So memele, so, there's also no din yodis. Akeitzel esachech. There's no din yodis. So we have here two amiroim b'shem Rav Huna that told us that when he's cutting certain articles, there's no din yodis. Rav Abba said it by Aboitzel Legas, Rav Huna said it, and Rav Menashe Bagad said b'shem Rav Huna, koitzel l'sach. So the Gemara says as follows, man da omar koitzel kol shkein boitzel. If you say koitzer, there's no din yodis, kol shkein boitza. Boitza, there's zicha no din yodis. Lei nichele, he zicha doesn't want it. Lei nimtzai lechamre. That means he's making wine over here. And all these stems, which are mingled together with the wine, so it absorbs the wine. It absorbs the chelik of the wine. So he zicha doesn't want it here. This is bothering him. That means, so, he's zichalei nichalei with these yodas. So, memele, so, if you say koitzer, lesachech, does there have a shame yodas? Avad the gibis, boitzer legas. But man, the omar, boitzer shame lo yodas, avul koitzer, could be yeshla, koitzer yeshla yodas. The nichalei, the lesachech, bulke hechi, the loy levadram. This, he's happy that there's yodis over here. He's happy that it is attached to the oichel. Ki heichi de levadron, it shouldn't spread apart. Now let's see what Rashi says. Man de oma de kaitzel a sache chen le yodis, kosh ken boitzel a gas, le nechel e bahanach yodis. He's not happy with these yodis. De nimtzaye le chamre, moitze tzois es a yayin a mafsides, they absorb the wine, they mafsid the wine. But the one that holds Rab Abbe that said, boitze davke boitze, but Kaitzel Sachech, he wants it, the Leila Vadran, Nechele Ba'oichel HaMechuba Behem, he's happy that the Oichel is attached to the Yodesh. Why is he happy? Shim Yavdul Roshi Shibolim Minakashim, because if they'll get separated, Shemo Yispazu V'Yelchul Ibud. That means, now it's Sukkis, now he's going to use the Kashim to be Mesachech the Sukkis. What happens after Sukkot? He's a farmer. This is his business. This is wheat. This is grains. He needs it. So Memela, so it's very good that that it is attached to the, that the chitim are attached to the kashim, because that ensures him that he won't lose the chitim. After Sukkot, he'll be able to use these chitim. The chitim won't get lost. Let us see Taisvis, the Loyla Vadron, Perish Akuntreshim Yavdel Roshe Shiboilim Minakashim, Yispardu Vyelchuli Ibut. I'm very happy that it's attached to the Kashim. Vyesh Meforshim Sheyachbidu Roshe Shibolim Alakashim. He wants that the Shibolim should be machbid, should give weight on the kashin. Lo yispardu hakashim me'al hasuke beruach. That means that he wants the shibolim should be there because they're ensuring that the kashim doesn't fall away. So he wants the kashim he wants the shibolis for the kashim. The Rishash asks, he was always under the impression that Yodis is that you want the Yad for the Machel. I don't want the Machel for the Yad. He says that's very mother that it should be called. It's called a Yad because I want the Machel for the Yad. So that's why I need the Yad. I mean, I need this, that's true. I need it to be attached because I don't want the Kash to blow away. But usually the gather of Yodis is that the Machel needs the Yad, not the Yad needs the Machel. That's a Ha'orah and Taisvus. That's what Rishash is Moira, on the second Teretz of Taisvus. Agam Uche L'chayre, from Taisvus it would seem that he wants the Shibolim should be Machbed on the Kashim, so L'chayre, this is similar to mamid es haschach bedover hamekabel tume. The Rambam brings down lechatchilin that one should not put a ladder over the schach to ensure that the schach shouldn't blow away, because that's called a mamid es haschach bedover hamekabel tume. So here we're speaking about that he wants the shibolim should be mamid. He's afraid. Shlo yispardu akashim mi'al hasuke beruach. Maybe we have a heter of Choftan, maybe could be Lemaisa. We have Pseilus Merubah Lo'ichel, as Rashi had said, and maybe it's Muriv, according to Taisvus. So it could be, it is the Mile of Choftan that it becomes bottle, that it is a din bittle, so that's why it's not called a Dova Makabo Tume. But, Al Kaponim, these are the two Mahalchim in Taisvus. Now let us go further. So we have here Bekitza Amachloikis between Rav Menashe and Rav Abbe Alibeda Rav Hune by Koitzel Esachich. According to Rav Menashe, Koitzel Esachich ain lo yodis, Navadagivis Boitzel Egas. According to Rav Abbe, Davke Boitzel Egas, not Koitzel Esachich. Name the Rav Menashe Bagade Tanoi. The Sanye, we learned, Soichei Teinim. We had branches of tainim, ubehem tainim. There's tainim also on the branches. Pachilin, ubehem anovim. There's also zmoiris. Kashin, ubehem shibolim. Machbedis, ubehem tmorim. Kulam. Im psoilus, meruba al ha'oichlum, ksheirim. If there's more psoilus than oichl, it's kosh. Vim lav, psula. Finished. So it says, you take the psoilus and you take the oichl.
Acherem oimrem at shiu kashin merubin al hayodais va al ha'oichlam. Acherem say that it is not only, the problem is not only the oichl that's mekabel tume, you have yodis which are also mekabel tume. So in order for the sichuch to be kosher, you have to have that the kash should be more than the yodis and the oichlam. So now we have here a case that a person, we're speaking about sichuch over here, and a person, l'chayre, was kaitzel l'sachech, and we have here a machloikis tanoim, that is there a din yodes also, and therefore you have to be mevatel the yodes, or is there no din yodes? We have here a machloikis tanoim. So the Gemara says as follows. My love, b'hoke miflegi. The machloikis is as follows. The mar sova yesh lehem yodes, Umar sova ain lehem yodis. That's the machloikis. So this machloikis we have between Rav Menashe and Rabab is the machloikis tanoim. Let us see Rashi. Name of the Rav Menashe da makaitzen le yodis tanoi. Seichitaini anfeitaini pachilim zmoires machbeidis anfeideko kshayrim usachich. Ala yodis kidei beis yad somuch looich lafutzoich bitl shigam hu mekabel tumen. Let us see Taisvis. Im Psoilis meruba al ha'oichlim ksheir. Avol oichl meruba psula. Fek Taisvis afol gav doma bepeik oir varoitev. Bayis she sichechoi bizroim. Ti aroi. If you went and took zroim, that means these are macholim, and you used it to cover a roof. Tiaroi, so it becomes toher, mishum de botlinu, you mevatlet mitoires oichel, you're using it now as a roof, not as food, so it loses the shame oichel. Isolcheir effectach teisvesofi uses this for schach, so verkehrt das gufe, so it becomes ois oichel. So memele, so was afilu, you have more oichel than psels, it also should be good. So Taisa says three beautiful tarots. The first tarot says, Yesh lechalik bein bayis lesuke. The besuke loy betili. Doesn't lose the shame oichel. Da'ovid esosulacha achak. That means this is only a temporary roof. He intends to take it off after suke. So it doesn't lose the shame oichel. But over there we're speaking about a bayis. That means that's going to be his roof. So bayis yasichachoy bezroim. So he was miyachedet already that this will be his roof. He won't use it anymore for oichlim. So taket loses the shame oichl. That's one teretz. Inami a second teretz beinind loy mekabli tume bishas sichuch mishimtase beloy min haosi. It is a very lomdish teretz. Chaga sukeis tase lecho bishas asiye it should be psailas geirim v'yekev. Bishas asiye it should be not mekabel tumen. So here, when it becomes mesucher, when it is on the sukkah ready, it became ois oichel. But what did I put on the sukkah? I put on the sukkah something which is an oichel. In chaga sukkah is tase bishas your asiya. It has to be psoilis goy. Me'obos v'chom igonach amikvecha. Bishas asiya, it has to be already ois oichel. This became ois oichel after the asiya. So me'mele, so this, that's why it's posel l'sachek. It's posel tase b'loy minahosli. It became ois oichel, but I put an oichel on it. Inami, in the third tarot, Taisa says, Osam Ksha Osabem Shini Maisa. Stamazoi, to put on, without a Shini Maisa, just to take Zroim, and to use it as a covering, that doesn't make it Ois Machel. The Machshovel Eisolki Mitum, it's an Oichel, so Stamazoi, I have in Zinnin that it should be now a roof, it won't make it Ois Oichel. And here it's speaking about Mishloi Osim. So there, the Gemara Chul is speaking about that he made a Shini Maise. Vahoche Mishloi Osim Shini Maise. The Muchach Posar Hochi. Our Gemara will see it's speaking about he didn't make a Shini Maise. The Poch Yochi met time with the Rabbonah. The Mashem Enichem Al Gabi Sukkah Lechoshev Shini Maise. That is not, something putting it on the Sukkah is not called a Shini Maise. V'chein beperik lo yach, v'na tis b'ng zaraya f'n agmon bababas. Da oma, rokik einei memayit b'chaloim. Rokik is a type of a cake, a pastry.
Eine memayit bechaloin, so it's not memayit bechaloin, that means if you have a chaloin that's a beseich tevach, maybe it's a tumme, you're sticking a cake over there, a Danish, you're sticking over there, so lemayit, it's not memayit. Kedekuminam hosom, mishum deloy mevatalay, because he's not mevatal, the rokik to remain there, he intends to take it away, he's gonna, it's a Danish, I mean, he's gonna take it away, so lemayit, so that's why it's not memayit. Uporich, the tapik lay davidova amekabel tume. So why do you have to say, alum, this is going to take it away? It's not as if he'd leave it there. It's a davar mekabel tume. So I'm shouting the Gemara's kashas. The Gemara's kashas, why do you have to say, deloy mevatalay? I feel he is mevatal. It's going to leave there. It's going to remain there. Afal pikein, it's not mekabel, it's not choitze, it's because it's mekabel tume. No, if it's going to remain there, that's bayish asichichai bezroim. So he took this Danish and he made this Danish a steamer for a window, and it's going to remain there. So then it's like another dover hamikabel tumas. What's the Gemara's kasha? Is a raya lemahani bitul beloishini mais. You see from the Gemara over there that what he intends that it should remain there. That does not make it ois dover amekabel tume without a shini maise.